Welcome to your daily Eastern Sierra update. We've got the latest on everything from fire updates to community events and more. From fiery situations to winter preparations, there's a lot going on. So stick with us for the full scoop. Stay tuned because you won't want to miss what's next. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now News. Firefighters continue battling the Horseshoe Fire, burning roughly 5 miles southwest of Lone Pine since October 30th. The fire is now 95% contained, with recent snow and rain activity aiding in suppression. Unfortunately, rock slides and snow have made it dangerous to work past the Carroll Creek area along Horseshoe Meadow Road. Evacuations are still in effect for areas like Horseshoe Meadows, and warnings extended to Lubkin Canyon. Roads including Lubkin Canyon and Tuttle Creek remain closed. For updates, visit ready.inyocounty.us or easternsierranow.com. Continuing our coverage of the Horseshoe Fire near Lone Pine, as containment efforts press on, the Inyo County Emergency Operations Team is inviting the public to a community debrief session scheduled for Monday, December 2nd at 4 p.m. This meeting at the Statham Hall in Lone Pine provide updates on fire activity, containment strategies, and community resources. With the fire affecting evacuations and local closures, this is an essential opportunity for residents to get firsthand information and ask questions. Stay informed, stay safe, and visit ready.inyocounty.us or easternsierranow.com for further details. This winter, let's make your voice heard across the Eastern Sierra. Whether you're looking to advertise or start your own podcast, now's the perfect time to amplify your message during the season, giving and cheer. Our podcast ad slots are a fantastic way to reach the locals who are plugged into all the winter happenings, from snow reports to holiday events. You got a fresh idea simmering for the season? We've got the studio, the tech, all the support to bring your podcast to life. Make the leap from "Who's that?" to "I can't stop listening." It's like the best holiday gift, but for your audience. Join local favorites like Butthurt Owens Valley, where the debates are as spicy as hot cocoa. It's not very spicy. Or get ready for an exciting new podcast that's sure to warm things up even more. Don't just think it, stream it. This season, let's put your voice front and center. Email advertise@easternsierranow.com and let's make your podcast the holiday hit everyone's talking about. Winter is making its mark on the Eastern Sierra. State Route 120 West, also known as Tioga Pass, has officially closed for the winter season. This annual closure ensures safety as snow and icy conditions make the route impassable. Impassable, I say. No reopening is expected until spring, so travelers should plan alternate routes for eastern and western Sierra crossings. Additionally, State Route 203 and 168 West are closed for the season, with several other roads closed due to storms. Stay updated on road conditions at Caltrans Quick Map or the Eastern Sierra Now website, and keep it safe out there. Bishop residents, your opinion matters. The City of Bishop is looking for community input to help choose a new city logo to complement the current city seal. This fresh design will represent Bishop's identity and vision for the future. A survey is open now, giving you the chance to vote on your favorite logo option. Don't miss this opportunity to have your voice heard. Check out the survey details on Eastern Sierra Now and make your pick before the deadline. We have a follow-up to the juvenile justice survey story we brought you the other week. The Inyo County Probation Department is extending the deadline for its juvenile justice survey, giving the community more time to weigh in on critical decisions about youth services. The survey is an essential tool for shaping programs that aim to guide young people in our community toward positive outcomes. If you missed your chance to participate, you now have until January 1st to share your insights. Head to Eastern Sierra Now for more details and a link to the survey. This holiday season makes your social media presence something to be thankful for. Eastern Sierra Now is here to bring the flavor to your brand. Whether you're serving up delicious tacos like Astorga's Mexican restaurant, keeping traditions alive with Mule Days, or shining brighter than the sun like Peak IV Therapy, Bishop Vet, and Manor Market. What's the secret to success? Well, we've got the recipe. Expert strategies, creative content, and a team that knows how to make your business talk of the town. Just like Thanksgiving dinner, we're all about bringing the best to the table. Followers, engagement, and some serious brand glow up. So while you're busy enjoying the season, let us take care of your social media. Email advertise@easternsierranow.com to start serving up your business's best look. Your future fans are waiting. Don't make them wait for the leftovers. Here's some upcoming events. Grab your cue and head over to Distant Brewing in Mammoth Lakes for their weekly pool tournament happening today, November 27th at 6 p.m. This event is perfect for players of all skill levels. Whether you're a seasoned player or just looking to have fun, this friendly competition is sure to be a great time. Admission is $20. All entry fees are paid out to the players with a $160 first place prize. You know, back in college, I was a professional pool player. My nickname was Fats. It's definitely because of playing pool. Let's move on. Ringing the winter season with the opening day of the Tamarack Cross Country Ski Center on tomorrow, November 28th. Get ready to glide through pristine snow-covered trails and enjoy stunning mountain views. Whether you're a seasoned skier or a beginner eager to try something new, this event marks the start of a fantastic cross-country skiing season. Equipment rentals and trail passes are available. Visit Mammoth Mountain's website for pricing. Celebrate the magic of the season at the holiday tree lighting in the Village at Mammoth on Friday, November 29th, from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. This family-friendly event features live music, photos with Wooly and Santa, Dick Wooly, festive activities, and of course, the lighting of a stunning holiday tree to kick off the season. Admission is free, so bring the whole family and join in the holiday cheer. A little ski report here from Mammoth Mountain. Mammoth Mountain has 12 lifts spinning and 70 trails calling your name, offering plenty of space for skiers and snowboarders to enjoy. Recent snowfall has created fresh powder for excellent conditions across the mountain. So whether you're carving freshly groomed trails or exploring through the trees, it's a great time to hit the slopes. But hey, before you channel your inner snow bunny, a quick safety reminder. If you're traveling to Mammoth, snowy and icy road conditions are likely. So pack those chains, drive carefully, and give yourself extra time to arrive safely. For the latest updates on lifts, trails, and weather, check out the Mammoth Mountain Report or easternseernow.com. Stay safe and enjoy the ride. Look, we all know the best part of any holiday gathering is the spread. And your business deserves to be front and center. Just like the holiday feast, your banner ad will be the main attraction, getting eyes on your brand all season long. Whether you're offering seasonal specials, promoting new products, or just spreading some cheer, well, we'll make sure your message is seen by the locals who matter most. So why let your business sit at the kids' table when it could be getting top billing? Email advertise at easternsierranow.com and claim your banner ad today. You'll be thankful you did. So will your customers. Happy holidays from Eastern Sierra Now, where your business is always the star of the show. So what's going on in the weather? Bishop, today mostly sunny with a high near 47. Winds will be light, becoming calm in the evening. The low tonight will drop to around 19. Thanksgiving, Turkey Day, sunny with a high of 49. Winds will be light and the low will be around 21, making for some pleasant holiday weather. Friday, a mix of sun and clouds with a high near 53. Light winds are expected, low around 22. Mammoth today, sunny with a high around 33. Calm winds are expected. Tonight will be mostly clear with temperatures dropping to around 5. Thursday, Thanksgiving, sunny with a high of 37. Winds will remain calm and the low will be around 10. Make it for some chilly but otherwise enjoyable weather in Mammoth this Thanksgiving. Friday, partially cloudy with a high near 41. Light winds expected and the low will be around 9. For both areas, temperatures will remain chilly with sunny skies throughout the week. Perfect for some outdoor Thanksgiving adventures. Stay bundled up, especially in the evenings. And that's your daily rundown. We've covered the highs, the lows, and everything in between. For more of that sweet local news, hit that subscribe button on YouTube and follow us on social media, because you know what they say, you snooze, you lose. And we don't want you losing out on all the good stuff. Catch you next time, Eastern Sierra.